Justice Anthony Kennedy's pending retirement sharpens the focus on the composure and disposition of the U.S. Supreme Court. Let's assess public sentiment with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hi. Hello, Dave.
Frank, presumably Gallup has not polled since Wednesday's announcement. What is known about attitudes around the U.S. Supreme Court?
Well, we have just finished, prior to the announcement, our annual update on Americans' confidence in institutions. And the Supreme Court is in that list, so we can bring you up to date on that. This is interviewing June 1 through 13. 37% of Americans have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the U.S. Supreme Court. That actually ties it with the presidency, which is also 37%. And of the three branches of government, both of those are way ahead of Congress, which is down at only 11%. But I should say that on the Supreme Court, very few people have little confidence either. Most people say they have some confidence in the Supreme Court. Not so for the presidency as an institution. As I said, 37% have a lot of confidence, but 40% have very little, and 4% have none. So there's a big difference there. So all in all, confidence in the Supreme Court is roughly where it's been over the last several years and kind of in the middle of the pack of all the institutions that we track.
If 37% is middle of the pack, are any institutions held in a positive regard?
Well, the confidence in institutions overall has been going down. It stabilized in recent years, but this is an important point that a lot of commentators note, that we as Americans used to be more confident in a lot of things than we are now. A lot of these have gone down over the decades. But in answer to your question directly, there are three of the institutions that we test that a majority of Americans say they have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in. At the very top of the list, as has been the case now for years, is the military. 74% of Americans have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the military. And again, contrast that with 37% for the Supreme Court. Also, small business. Notice the adjective small. Small business, 67%. Confident in small business, and then 54% in the police. And those are the only three institutions that are above that 50% line, Dave.
What if you sub out small and put in big business?
Well, it drops precipitously. That's down to 25%. Although I should note, confidence in big business for those CEOs who might be listening, Dave, is up a few points from where it has been, but still much, much lower than small business.
I might surmise that regard for the media has been slipping over the past years.
That's right. Our data on the media consistently show that Americans have lost confidence in it, no matter how we ask about it. There are only two aspects of the media that we talk about in this poll, and that is television news and newspapers. We don't test radio. We don't test internet news or anything like that on a routine basis. This one just has television news and newspapers, and both of those are miserable. Only 20% of Americans have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in television news and 23% in newspapers. So neither of those are anywhere near even average in terms of confidence levels.
Frank, we are a mere 5 days out from Independence Day. Are Americans proud to be Americans?
They are, Dave, but that is down. And I think this reflects, when we analyze the data, the increasing polarization that we talk about so much. Let me go back in history. Back in 2002, which was a year after 9/11, September of 2002, we had 92% of Americans who said they were extremely or very proud to be an American, and that's the highest we've seen since we've been tracking this. Now, those numbers started to come down after that point and have been dropping since, but they've dropped precipitously in the last year or two since Donald Trump took office, 75% last year and 72% this year. So let me be specific. 72% of Americans extremely or very proud to be an American, compared to 92% back in 2002. I mentioned Trump because the big reason that these proud numbers are lower is the drop in Democrats, who are significantly less likely to say they're proud to be an American at this point than Republicans.
Does the future look bright for the public?
Well, 55% of Americans say that our best days are ahead of us, and we've scratched our head on this one because we asked this question back in 2012 and only 47% said that the best days are ahead. The other alternative is our best days are behind us, and right now, again, it's 55% optimistically say our best days as a nation are ahead, 41% say our best days are behind us, and back in 2012, just after Obama had been reelected, there was a slight tilt toward negativity. The best days are behind us. One of the reasons that we find this is that Democrats are now somewhat more optimistic than Republicans were back then. And let me be very clear, as we've talked about many times, the party of the presidency affects a lot of attitudes. So in 2012, with Obama in the White House, Republicans said, oh, our best days are behind us. Fast forward to today, Trump's in the White House, and Democrats are certainly less positive than they were back in 2012, but they about break even. They're not nearly as negative as Republicans were. Why? Well, we're thinking that some Democrats, when we call them up and ask them this about the future, the best days ahead or behind us, they may be negative about Trump and say, well, the best days are ahead of us because at some point we'll get a Democratic president back in the White House.
Is another contributing factor the notion that this seems to be a good time to get a job?
Well, the economic measures that we track are very positive. We use the word quality, and this is interesting. Our trend going back 18 years says is now a good or bad time to find a quality job. 65% say it's a good time to find a quality job. And that, along with last month's measure, 67%, are the highest that we've seen since we started tracking this back in 2001. So that's positive.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.